Okay, so for those of you listening on the radio, thank you for being with us. We're in Luke chapter 2, verse 14 right now. And I'll be back in a minute. I got to take care of some problems on the server. And they never seem to go after any of the other servers. They only go after the remnantgod.org server for some reason. Kind of obviously why, but anyway, be right back. Was someone going to read? Or shall we have dead air?
I will go ahead and start. Unless, Brother Gary, you want to go ahead and start first? Okie doke, I see your bubble.
Yeah, we'll see how long I stay in. I just got bumped out, though. So. As long as you can hear me, I'll help read. Let's see. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria, and all went to be taxed, everyone into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that, while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds, abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flocks by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste, and found Mary and Joseph, and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things, and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, and it was told unto them.
Okie dokie, good evening. Sorry, I was stepping in out of line, but last time I was getting ready to read, my wife hollered for my assistance there. She's moving furniture. To continue, Luke chapter 2, 21. And when 8 days were accomplished for the circumcising of the child, his name was called Jesus, which was so named of the angel before he was conceived in the womb. And when the days of purification according to the law of Moses were accomplished, they brought him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written, in the law of the Lord, every male that openeth the womb shall be called holy unto the Lord, which is a law in the Mosaic law of the firstborn, which also kind of is a foreshadowing of the first fruits. and to offer a sacrifice according to that which is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simon, and the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Ghost was upon him. And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came by the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought the child, Jesus, to do for him after the custom of the law, then took he him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now lettest thy servant depart in peace according to thy word. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of thy people Israel. And Joseph and his mother marveled at those things which were spoken of him. And Simon blessed them and said unto Mary his mother, Behold, this child is set for the fall and rising again of many in Israel, and for a sign which shall be spoken against. Yea, a sword shall pierce through thy own soul also, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. And there was one Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of, I can't even begin that one, Phanuel. Sorry about butchering that word, but having a clue. It's a name. Of the tribe of Asher. She was of great age and lived with a husband 7 years from her virginity. And she was a widow of about 84 years, which departed not from the temple, but served God with fastings and prayers night and day. And she came in, and she, coming in that instant, gave thanks likewise unto the Lord, and spake of him to all of them that looked for redemption in Jerusalem. And when they had performed all things according to the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own city, Nazareth. Hi, LG. Glad you made it. We're at Luke chapter 2, verse 40. And the child grew and waxed strong in the spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. Now his parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover, which was required of all men of it in Israel at that time, or all Jews at that time, rather. And when he was 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem after the custom of the feast. And when they had fulfilled the days, as they returned, the child Jesus tarried behind in Jerusalem, and Joseph and his mother knew not of it. But they, supposing him to have been in the company, went a day's journey, and they sought him among their kinsfolk and acquaintance. And when they found him not, they turned back again to Jerusalem, seeking him. And it came to pass that after 3 days they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the doctors, both hearing them and asking them questions. And all that heard him were astonished at his understanding and his answers at 12 years of age. And when they saw him, they were amazed. And his mother said unto him, Son, why hast thou dealt with us thus with us? Try that again. Son, why hast thou thus dealt with us? Too many T's. Behold, thy father and I have sought thee, sorrowing. And he said unto them, How is it that ye sought me? Wist ye not that I must be about my father's business? And they understood not the saying which he spoke to them. And he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject unto them. But his mother kept all these sayings in her heart. And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. That ends Luke chapter 2. Can you punch up 3, Bonnie?
You know, I find it very interesting that Christ at the age of 12 knew more than the doctors of the law and the Pharisees and the Sadducees there in the temple. And I think that shows very clearly what proper homeschooling can do, especially in the scriptures. The doctors, of course, and the lawyers and the Pharisees had gone to the Jewish schools at the time and were taught by rabbis and so on. But Christ was taught by his parents and directly.
Slight technical difficulty there, everybody. We lost Mr. Holdfast, better known as Robert. It also looks like we're going to continue with Mind, Character, and Personality, Volume 2, page I'm not sure where it's starting there, unless it's at the top of the page, but it would be imagination. Since that is what popped up.
Should I, oh, there's all the room.
Okay, well, we'll find it next time. Yeah, this works. We got one chapter in. Did you want to keep, yeah, there was some lag. You want to keep, try again, Brother Rob, or should we just go ahead and continue reading from E.G. White?
I just hope that you're able to hear what I'm trying to say and it's not lagged up too bad. I was just commenting that...
All right. That seems to be a problem. Go ahead, Lynn. I guess you're next up, and let's go ahead and start reading. He'll understand that when he comes back. The lag's just too bad. I can't hear him. I get one word out of five, and that's about it.
Okie doke, no problem. Continuing on then in Spirit or Prophecy from Mind, Character, and Personality, Volume 2, Chapter 25 on Imagination. The first section, Christ employed the imagination. Through the imagination, he, Christ, reached the heart. His illustrations were taken from the things of daily life, and although they were simple, they had in them a wonderful depth of meaning. Welcome back, Elder Rob.